Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi na temat książki zatytułowanej Real Love. Do każdej wypowiedzi dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do E, wpisując odpowiednią literę do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Listeners, four people expressed their opinion on a new book of Greg Bear entitled Real Love.
Speaker 1. This book sounds cheesy, but it's actually really good. It gets to the true heart of any kind of unhappiness. The first half of the book I found discouraging and depressing, because the truth can be hard to take. But the second half is more empowering and encouraging. Although this book is geared towards couples, it's actually my new favorite parenting book. I've been able to be more loving and less angry or annoyed with my kids. Speaker 2.
I'm very conflicted about this book. I can't decide if the author is a genius or a crazy person. It's entirely possible that his theory is the final in emotional evolution. It's also entirely possible that he has severely oversimplified human emotions and behaviors. Or maybe I'm just not ready to accept it because of my own emotions and behaviors.
Speaker 3. I have read a lot of self-help books lately, and the most frustrating thing I've realized through all of them is that the writers believe they have only one answer to solve all the world's problems, so half of the book is trying to sell you on an idea. But we are all so different and have such different life experiences and are all so unique that I just can't believe there is only one way to fix everyone. Speaker 4.
Clear and short, this could be a course 101 on relationship and life skills requirements for college and high school. However, it's tragic that modern society has no real concept of what really needs to be taught in basic life skills. Hats off to Greg Bear in taking the effort to put it down here in writing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Listeners, four people expressed their opinion on a new book of Greg Bear entitled Real Love.
Speaker 1. This book sounds cheesy, but it's actually really good. It gets to the true heart of any kind of unhappiness. The first half of the book I found discouraging and depressing, because the truth can be hard to take. But the second half is more empowering and encouraging. Although this book is geared towards couples, it's actually my new favourite parenting book. I've been able to be more loving and less angry or annoyed with my kids. Speaker 2.
I'm very conflicted about this book. I can't decide if the author is a genius or a crazy person. It's entirely possible that his theory is the final in emotional evolution. It's also entirely possible that he has severely oversimplified human emotions and behaviours. Or maybe I'm just not ready to accept it because of my own emotions and behaviours.
Speaker 3. I have read a lot of self-help books lately, and the most frustrating thing I've realised through all of them is that the writers believe they have only one answer to solve all the world's problems, so half of the book is trying to sell you on an idea. But we are all so different and have such different life experiences and are all so unique that I just can't believe there is only one way to fix everyone. Speaker 4.
Clear and short, this could be a course 101 on relationship and life skills requirements for college and high school. However, it's tragic that modern society has no real concept of what really needs to be taught in basic life skills. Hats off to Greg Bear in taking the effort to put it down here in writing.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat nadawania restauracjom gwiazdek Michelin. Zaznacz w tabeli znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, te, true, a które nie, F, false. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Michelin stars are the best known and most highly respected of all restaurant ratings, not just here, but in France, where they originated, and in many of the 22 countries the guides now cover. One star signifies a very good restaurant. Two stars signify excellent cooking that is worth visiting. Three stars signify exceptional cuisine that is worth a special journey. The Rising Star distinction, introduced in 2006, highlights the best restaurants in each category, which may move up to the next level soon. According to Michelin, stars reflect what's on the plate and only what's on the plate. The five criteria the meals are judged on are the quality of ingredients, the skill in their preparation and the combination of flavours, the level of creativity, the value for money, and the consistency of culinary standards. Other criteria, such as decor and service, are indicated by fork and spoon symbols and do not affect star ratings. There are 80 full-time Michelin inspectors. The average age of an inspector is 40, and they tend to be hotel school graduates with at least 5 years' experience in the restaurant or hotel industry. New recruits receive 6 months training and work with an experienced inspector before doing it alone. Every year, each inspector evaluates 240 restaurants, spends 130 nights in hotels, carries out 800 inspections, writes 1,100 reports, and drives 18,000 miles. A typical day starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 11 p.m. Inspectors eat at restaurants anonymously and pay the bill, though afterwards they may introduce themselves and ask for more information. If they are not sure about a restaurant, another inspector will go to eat there for a second opinion. The inspectors, the editor of the Michelin Guide and the director of Michelin all meet a few times a year. They discuss the restaurants and compare reports and decide if they want to award stars or not. Can ordinary restaurant goers influence ratings? Of course they can. Readers can make comments and suggestions about restaurants, which may lead to a visit by an inspector. 45,000 letters and emails are received and replied to each year, and Michelin claims these views are taken into account.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Michelin stars are the best known and most highly respected of all restaurant ratings, not just here, but in France where they originated and in many of the 22 countries the guides now cover. One star signifies a very good restaurant. Two stars signify excellent cooking that is worth visiting. Three stars signify exceptional cuisine that is worth a special journey. The Rising Star distinction, introduced in 2006, highlights the best restaurants in each category, which may move up to the next level soon. According to Michelin, stars reflect what's on the plate and only what's on the plate. The five criteria the meals are judged on are the quality of ingredients, the skill in their preparation and the combination of flavours, the level of creativity, the value for money, and the consistency of culinary standards. Other criteria, such as decor and service, are indicated by fork and spoon symbols and do not affect star ratings. There are 80 full-time Michelin inspectors. The average age of an inspector is 40, and they tend to be hotel school graduates with at least 5 years' experience in the restaurant or hotel industry. New recruits receive 6 months' training and work with an experienced inspector before doing it alone. Every year, each inspector evaluates 240 restaurants, spends 130 nights in hotels, carries out 800 inspections, writes 1,100 reports, and drives 18,000 miles. A typical day starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 11 p.m. Inspectors eat at restaurants anonymously and pay the bill, though afterwards they may introduce themselves and ask for more information. If they are not sure about a restaurant, another inspector will go to eat there for a second opinion. The inspectors, the editor of the Michelin Guide and the director of Michelin all meet a few times a year. They discuss the restaurants and compare reports and decide if they want to award stars or not. Can ordinary restaurant goers influence ratings? Of course they can. Readers can make comments and suggestions about restaurants, which may lead to a visit by an inspector. 45,000 letters and emails are received and replied to each year, and Michelin claims these views are taken into account.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie fragment rozmowy rekrutacyjnej. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Good morning, Mrs. Brandis. Please have a seat.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Could you tell me who you work for at the moment?
I work for Frank and Banowitz Importers.
How long have you been working for them?
I've been working for Frank and Banowitz for the past 3 years.
And how long have you been working in the accounting department?
I've been in the accounting department for the past 6 months.
You know that this job requires a lot of travelling. Have you done much travelling for business?
Yes, the job I had before Frank and Banowitz required me to travel monthly.
And why did you leave that position?
I was offered a more interesting position at Frank and Banowitz.
Have you had any experience in sales?
Yes, I've spent a few years working part-time as an advertising consultant for schools offering summer language courses.
That's interesting. How successful have you been?
All the schools I've worked for have noted an increase in registrations as a result of my collaboration.
Very interesting.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning, Mrs. Brandis. Please have a seat.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Could you tell me who you work for at the moment?
I work for Frank and Banowitz Importers.
How long have you been working for them?
I've been working for Frank and Banowitz for the past 3 years.
And how long have you been working in the accounting department?
I've been in the accounting department for the past 6 months.
You know that this job requires a lot of travelling. Have you done much travelling for business?
Yes, the job I had before Frank and Banowitz required me to travel monthly.
And why did you leave that position?
I was offered a more interesting position at Frank and Banowitz.
Have you had any experience in sales?
Yes, I've spent a few years working part-time as an advertising consultant for schools offering summer language courses.
That's interesting. How successful have you been?
All the schools I've worked for have noted an increase in registrations as a result of my collaboration.
Very interesting.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.